Well, Isaiah 18, verse 3, all you inhabitants of the world and you dwellers on the land, which I take to be the land promised to Abraham, the land of Israel, when a banner or ensign is lifted up on the mountains, look, when a trumpet is blown, listen. And throughout Isaiah, you get this phrase used, a banner or an ensign, that is to be set up on Mount Zion. And as I say, it occurs a number of times in Isaiah, Isaiah 11, Isaiah 13, Isaiah 30, 31, 49, 62. It keeps on being used. And it is the same word that is translated pole in Numbers 21, verse 8, where the bronze serpent was to be placed upon a pole and lifted up. And the Lord Jesus gives us the Midrash, the interpretation. He says that as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that is, on the cross. So then the pole represents ultimately the cross of the Lord Jesus, as in the stake, I should say, the piece of wood upon which he was to be crucified. And yet we're told that in some form this ensign or banner or pole or stake of wood is to be lifted up. And that is to be the rallying point for the exiles to return. It is to be the rallying point for repentant Gentiles to come to. It is to be the rallying point for God's people. It is to be the point where God's repentant people come. Now, putting all that together, the ultimate, then, banner or ensign is the cross of Jesus. Now, the idea of a banner or an ensign is that you lift up the banner and the ensign and the troops surge forward, that they are motivated by the flag, by the symbol. This is us. This is our regiment. This is our country. We are fighting for this particular cause. We're fighting in this particular name, and we shall rally to that flag. This is the stuff of politics. It's the stuff of military behavior, military psychology, sociology. It's the stuff of, as I say, of politics and of rallying around a flag. Well, for us then, the equivalent of that is the cross of the Lord Jesus. He then is to be the source to which we come for motivation. It is that which we stand for, and it is in his name, his crucified name, as it were, that we go forward, and that we rally to him there. Now, this is of huge implication. For example, the central point for the rallying of God's people is not a statement of faith, it's not a set of theology, it is a real crucified person who, of course, didn't remain crucified on that cross, but who rose again. And it all has its basis in the pole upon which the serpent was lifted up in Numbers 21. And of course, all the people had been bitten by snakes. They felt the venom coming up in their bloodstream. They were going to die, and they desperately had to get themselves into a position from where they could look towards that pole, that banner or ensign, if you like. So it is the rallying point for repentance and for salvation. And so seeing Jesus there, crucified, should be our motivation for repentance. This is why Paul talks about self-examination at the breaking of bread. It's not that we consciously sit down and make a list of all our many sins and shortcomings, etc. It's rather that, no, focus yourself upon him there. And actually, he there will elicit from you naturally your sense of your own failures in the light of him there. Should I be doing this? Should I have this habit? Should I be doing this particular job? Should I be doing this or that? And yet, the message also of Jesus crucified is that I am saved. I am redeemed, and I want to get nearer and nearer to him and not shy away from him. He therefore becomes the center. He therefore there, crucified, becomes the rallying point for all God's people. What binds us together is our common experience of conviction of sin by him, our common experience of forgiveness in him, our common experience of becoming a people whose rallying point is the fact that the Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. And likewise, he is the rallying point for the repentant Gentiles, that people will want to come to him in repentance, that it is ultimately Jesus crucified which is the motivator for people to turn to God and to Jesus. That is how the ensign or the banner or the pole, however you wish to translate it, is used consistently in Isaiah and elsewhere. So it is not, I suggest, that people are persuaded on some intellectual level by empirical evidence, etc., by reading it off a screen or whatever, or reading it in a book, or researching this, that, or the other particular avenue of intellectual thought and research that then leads them to some sort of faith. It is him crucified. There is something, I won't say magic, because God is not a magician in that sense, but there is something there which appeals directly to a gap or a hole that there is in every human heart. And those who deny it are in denial. Those who are humble, who are open to this, to following their heart, truly following their heart, will say, yes, there is this gap there, and he there is the answer. To put it simply, Jesus is the answer. He there crucified is what fills the gap, the hole in the human psyche, the human heart.